Now, while further economic stimulus and relief for Americans impacted by the coronavirus continues to be on hold in Washington, unemployment and other hardships related to the pandemic have made food assistance programs and pantries much more in demand. We're going to check in with some of the organizations helping people through food distribution operations, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you or is someone you know experiencing food insecurity now because of the pandemic? Have you been able to use a food pantry or food bank? Do you use Wisconsin's Food Share program? What's your experience been like? Do you work on the other side of things yourself, maybe in a local food pantry? Tell us what you're seeing. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Michelle Orgay is president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And Patty Habeck is president and CEO of Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. Patty, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Michelle, what are you seeing from your member organizations when it comes to demand for food over the course of this pandemic?
You know, when the pandemic first hit, it was all hands on deck. We were already serving a lot of people. You know, there was 100,000 people in our service area of 16 counties in southwestern Wisconsin that were food insecure. And there's a projection of, and we're already seeing a 60% increase in food insecurity in our service area. That adds, you know, 60,000 more people to the group we were already hoping to serve. And our pantry partners and the mobile pantries that we provide food through, they're all seeing just record increases and so many people that have never used food assistance before needing help. And we're there for them. Our partner agencies are there for them. And it's we're trying to keep up. It's challenging. There's just a lot of need out there.
And Patty, similar story in your part of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle and I work really closely together as we work across the state. And in eastern Wisconsin, we're seeing similar. We're seeing record increases, record demand, huge requests from our pantries for food from the food bank. And keeping up with that is incredible. 40% of the people that we're serving are first-time users of food, the hunger relief system as a whole. We're seeing sustained 36% increase, which is, you know, an extra almost 200,000 people that we're serving out of the 400,000 we were already serving. So like Michelle said, those numbers are extraordinary and just can't be ignored. And so keeping up with that has been a challenge on the entire hunger relief system.
Michelle, I know early in the pandemic, it wasn't just the demand side, but the supply side of food distribution networks, production networks, they were, you know, disrupted at least at the outset by the pandemic. Is that still the case, or has that side of things started to settle down for food pantries?
You know, that was the big story, and we're not sure if that's going to, you know, with the increase in cases now with positive cases, we're not sure if that's going to hit again. We're actually just now getting some of the orders we placed back in March and April, and
wow.
And some things are just starting to settle down. But you know, we're not seeing those panicking, you know, order placing and competition for the food as much as we were then. But we're still wary. We're not sure what it's going to be. I mentioned that we're seeing a huge increase in need, and our goal is to meet that and to increase our distribution. But we're not going to see the same increase in donations of food. And the cost and the resources that we have to increase at all the food banks across the country, and I'm sure Patty can echo this, is that the work we're doing, we need more resources for that. It's not just that we do 60% more work because we have 60% more need. The work we're doing doesn't come with a 60% increase in food donations. The resources we need go to purchasing more food to meet that need. We have to do, we need more space because we have to pack boxes now to distribute food with no contact. And that takes more space. We do it socially distanced. We need storage to store the food that we're working with. And we need more volunteers and more staff. We've here just alone, we have 15 additional temporary employees to keep up. It's it's a whole new way of doing business. And practically overnight, we switched.
And Patty, I wanted to ask about the impact of some government policies. We had enhanced unemployment benefits for a while there. I understand there's been changes on and off in eligibility for extra food assistance, if I have this correctly. How much do those kind of changes make a difference and affect the need for food pantries?
It makes a great difference. When there's extra supports in to individuals who have been who lost their jobs or who have been furloughed, when there's extra supports like the extra unemployment benefits, et cetera, that were in place, that really you could tell that makes a difference, because when that goes away or when there's a disruption to that, we see increases at the food pantry, and not weeks later, we see it immediately. And so when there's extra supports to communities through these programs, it does provide some relief to the hunger relief system. But while we see those numbers shifting, the sustained increase at the food pantries and at the food bank system is still big enough that we have to increase our work, our fundraising, everything that Michelle was saying, in order to keep up. This is unlike anything that we have ever seen. We know that hunger relief is a lagging recovery, so we expect this to be a long-term thing. A year from now, we will be having a slightly different conversation, but I probably will be telling you that our numbers are still elevated, because it will take a while for everything to work through the system. It's a concern that we all should be worried about, because these families are your neighbors. These are the children that go to school, and the pressure is just extreme, and stress on the families is enormous.
Talking to Patty Habeck of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin and Michelle Orgay of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. We're looking at the demand for food assistance in the state during the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you needed to use a food bank this year? Has it been the first time ever for you and your family, or is someone you know in food need themselves? Do you have questions for our guests about the need that's out there, the services that are available, and how people can help them out? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our talk now with Michelle Orgay of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin and Patty Habeck of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. We're talking about the pandemic and how it's expanded the need a lot for food assistance here in Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions, your comments, maybe your own experiences on one side or another of food relief. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Let's talk, Michelle, a little bit about how, if people are interested, how they can help out. What are some of the ways people can get involved in, as you two have been saying, helping feed people in their own neighborhood?
You know, there are a lot of ways. Volunteering is something that we all need. And, you know, I'm going to also say resources, going to one of our websites. Our website is secondharvestmadison.org, and Patty will be able to share their website. But there's information about volunteering. We need people to be ambassadors to spread the word. Just when COVID's over, when there's a vaccine, when we're on the other side of this, hunger is still here, and hunger will be and food insecurity will be a bigger issue than we expected, than people might think. This is going to be a long lasting effect. But you know, our partner agencies also will need help. We aren't doing this. Food banks aren't doing this on our own. We have hundreds of partner agencies. Food banks, we have partner agencies in every county in the state of Wisconsin. And those pantries are in need of volunteers and support as well. And our food goes somewhere, and that's to those partner agencies. And so we all need help. And so helping food banks and helping partner agencies helps the people that need food. And so being an ambassador, being a volunteer, and providing resources, you know, there was an urgency in providing resources to food banks. And we're starting to see that taper off a bit. I don't think people feel that urgency anymore. And you know, the holidays are coming up, but I see a bit of a tapering off of that urgency in providing resources. And I hope that people won't forget about us.
And Patty, how can people find you? Michelle shared their website.
Yes, thank you. Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin covers the eastern side. So if you're in that area, our website is www.feedingamericawi.org. That's the best way to reach us. But absolutely, please do reach out for if you have food funds or friends. That means volunteering. Financial support right now is critical because, as Michelle said, we're purchasing more food than we've ever had to before, just given the supply chain gaps and donation pauses. And then, of course, if you have food donations, if you're especially at the large scale, make sure that you're thinking about your food banks and local food pantries to make those donations.
And do you have a preference, Patty, between somebody going out and buying food and donating it to you versus just donating cash to an organization?
Right now, it is much easier for us to take cash donations, and we are able to use that scale of $1 to us means that we can buy $10 worth of groceries. So the scale is really critical right now because every dollar matters. But if there's a lot to when a person makes a donation, if they feel that they want to go out, they want to select it, they want to drop it off because they like that tangible nature, I say if you're near a Feeding America food bank or near one of your food banks, please do. But if you're near a pantry, it's equally important that you make that donation to a pantry. Right now, though, given the nature of the coronavirus, we are really strongly encouraging financial donations over food donations.
We are talking about the demand for food aid in Wisconsin and the supply of food assistance in Wisconsin. Patty Habeck is with us from Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Michelle Orgay from Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Michelle, are there things on a policy level? I assume you can't advocate for particular legislative changes, but are there things big picture that could help organizations like yours meet this need?
Well, what I will say is that we believe that that food share SNAP benefits are a really valuable part of the solution. They are helpful for families, for working families. They help children. They for every one meal that food banks provide, SNAP benefits provide 9 meals, and that might change. That proportion may change, with the pandemic, but that we are just one part. Food banks and the charitable food system is just one part of that. And the amount of meals that are provided through the school nutrition programs through free and reduced lunch, that's huge as well. And without those happening at the same scale that they were before, we need increased participation in that while kids are out of school. There's a lot of movement with that, but there's more pressure on food banks than ever before. But the part of the solution is also is that SNAP benefit, and it's people shouldn't lose sight of that as a really valuable part of people in need getting food that they need. It helps people to stay afloat. It helps them to pay their other bills, and at a time like this, it's more valuable than ever. And we do a lot of work in Wisconsin and through our state association, Feeding Wisconsin, to help people.
We've got a caller who just wants to know, why isn't there a process set up to get some of the stuff that we're not using from farms, factories, wherever, to food pantries when times are tough? Just our last minute or so, Patty, I think there have been some pretty creative solutions there, right?
Yes, I think, in the beginning, there was, at the start of the pandemic, there was just such a confusion on how to make all of these things come together. Certainly in the weeks that followed those initial disruption to now, we have really perfected in where's the food and how can we get at it. We've been working with dairy farmers at all different levels. We've been working with farmers. We've been working with producers and manufacturers. And right now we're working on a program to get right down to those mom and pop retail stores and how we can help support them. So really what you're seeing now is where there is food available, we are working actively in partnership with other entities in the state to make sure that we're able to try to support that and get those as much as possible. So I think this is a different time, and we're really trying to help as much as possible.
We'll leave it there. Patty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for helping us spread the word.
Michelle Orgeas, President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Patty Habeck, President and CEO of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. They join us for a look at food assistance needs around the state.